is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We surf into a new show with Wave, an Antonio Carlos Jobim composition performed by McCoy Tyner. FM and WCWP.org. Dan Siegel with Bad Habit from Night Ride, his debut album in 1980. Bad Habit was written by Dan, who played Rhodes piano and Oberheim two-voice synthesizer. John Klemmer was featured on tenor sax, Bart Bartholomew on trumpet and flugelhorn, Gary with two R's, Hagberg on guitar, Rob Thomas, no relation, on bass, and Gary with one R, Hobbs, on drums, percussion, and rototom. Before that, McCoy Tyner with Wave, one of many compositions by Antonio Carlos Jobim, or Tom Jobim, and McCoy's arrangement led off Super Trios in 1977. Super Trios features two pairs of bassists and drummers with McCoy on piano. On the first half, Ron Carter played upright acoustic bass, Rob Thomas played electric, and Tony Williams played drums. Ron and Tony are alumni of Miles Davis's band, while McCoy Tyner played for John Coltrane, who himself played for Miles. Joe Sample is next on piano with Wings of Fire.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe Birdie. That was Joe Sample with his composition Wings of Fire from The Hunter in 1983. Joe Sample, not Birdie, led the way on piano with Dean Parks on guitar, Abe Laboriel on bass, Bob Wilson on drums, percussion by Paulinho da Costa, like Jobim, a Brazilian, and a big horn section. On trumpets, Steve Madeo, Chuck Findlay, and Jerry Hay. On trombones, Bill Reichenbach and Dick Slide Hyde. And on saxophones, Ernie Watts and Larry Williams, no relation to Tony. We'll hear Ernie again with Doc Severinsen's Tonight Show Band in the next segment, which leads off with David Benoit, here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP's Eclectic Radio Theater with the original D. Gunboats.
It's the Groove Yard, where oldies come alive.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here at 88.1 WCWP.
Three years removed from his composition Some Other Sunset, here's David Benoit with Sunset Island. It's a Sousa March on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The Band of the Grenadier Guards, a British Army band, played American composer and conductor John Philip Sousa's The Belle of Chicago, B-E-L-L-E, one of 25 marches on their 1994 release, Hands Across the Sea, Sousa Marches. Before that, David Benoit with Sunset Island from This Side Up in 1985. David wrote Sunset Island with Nathan East. David was on piano, Nate on bass. Randy Kerber was on keyboards, playing what sounded like a Montuno under David's piano. Brandon Fields on alto sax. Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and percussion by Bobby Hall. That's Bobby with an E after the Y. We'll hear Paul Jackson Jr. again next hour with the Jeff Lorber Fusion, but J.R. Robinson returns right now with Larry Carlton on a song co-written by Eric Clapton, who J.R. and Nathan East have worked with. Layla is the song, originally performed by Eric's Derek and the Dominoes. .1 FM and WCWP.org, The Tonight Show Band with Doc Severinsen and their take on Cole Porter's Begin the Begin from their eponymous 1986 release that won the Grammy for Best Large Jazz Ensemble Performance. Cole Porter wrote that song 51 years earlier in 1935 during a Pacific Islands cruise. Doc conducted the NBC Orchestra as Ed McMahon addressed them and played trumpet. The band included John Audino on lead trumpet, Tommy Newsom on lead alto sax, Pete Christlieb and Ernie Watts, heard earlier with Joe Sample, on tenor sax. I think Pete had the tenor solo. Gil Falco on lead trombone, Ross Tompkins on piano, Joel DiBartolo on bass, and Ed Shaughnessy on drums. Before that, Larry Carlton covered Layla by Derek and the Dominoes on Solid Ground in 1989. 3 years later, Eric Clapton, who wrote the song with bandmate Jim Gordon, performed an acoustic version on MTV Unplugged in the same key Larry played on his cover. Larry played Eric's instrument, guitar, and also teamed with Terry Trotter on keyboards. John Pena was on bass, John J.R. Robinson, heard earlier this segment with David Benoit, on drums, percussion by Michael Fisher, and programming by Brad Cole. Jeff Goldlub gets his crack at guitar next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Hey, it's me, Jay Morabli. Catch me Sundays, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern
for the last 40 years, so check it out.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Jeff Goldlub with an ode to a reverb amp made by Fender, Vibrolux.
Hi, this is Bob James, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We'll hear Bob and his trio shortly, but that was Nelson Rangel with Dizzy Gillespie's A Night in Tunisia from Soul to Souls in 2006. It was a Dizzy Gillespie cover, but there was no trumpet present, unlike the wealth of trumpet on Begin the Begin by Doc Severinsen's Tonight Show Band that we heard a little while ago. Instead, Nelson played alto sax and flute, Vlad Gershevich was on piano, Alex Nekrasov on keyboards and programming, he's responsible for the synth vibes and voice sample, Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass, and Christian Thiel on drums and percussion, like Gary Hobbs with Dan Siegel. Before that, guitarist Jeff Goldlub with Vibrolux, Fender's reverb amp, from Soul Sessions in 2003. Vibrolux was written by Jeff, who used the Vibrolux amp on the song, and another Jeff Lorber, who played keyboards, including Wurlitzer, and rhythm guitar to Golub's lead. Alex Al was on electric bass, Steve Ferrone on drums, and percussion by Luis Conte. Taking us into hour two, the Bob James Trio with Billy Boy. Billy Boy.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended as it began with a piano trio. It was the Bob James Trio with Billy Boy from Take It From the Top in 2004. Billy Boy is a traditional folk song and nursery rhyme, one that impressionist John Biner, a Long Island native, sang in a school play. I learned that in John's memoir, 5 minutes, Mr. Biner. The Bob James Trio arrangement was based on the arrangement heard on Miles Davis's 1958 album Milestones, performed by the rhythm section of Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Ron Carter and Tony Williams came later. For Bob's trio, it was Bob on piano, James Genus on acoustic bass, and Billy Kilson on drums. Bob James, Nathan East, and Larry Carlton are all alumni of the quartet known as Foreplay. Bob and Nate were there throughout, while Larry was the second of three guitarists. Lee Ritenour came before him and Chuck Loeb after, and Harvey Mason was a constant on drums. Well, we started the show with a Brazilian tune, Wave, and hour two begins with another, Mais Que Nada, performed by percussionist Pete Escovedo and family. Check it out. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Steve Kahn, son of Sammy, who spells his name differently, with T and T, Totem and Taboo, a cover of Ornette Coleman, lots of covers tonight, from Patchwork in 2019. 60 years ago, Ornette wrote that song and a few others based on the works of Sigmund Freud for his exclamatory album, Ornette. Steve played guitar on his version with Rob Mounsey on keyboards, Ruben Rodriguez on baby bass, Dennis Chambers on drums, and the percussion duo of Mark Quiñones and Bobby Allende. Before that, a percussion sextet led by Pete Escovedo. Mais Que Nada was the song he covered on Rhythm of the Night in 2021. Mais Que Nada was written and first performed by George Ben, but popularized by fellow Brazilian Sergio Mendes and Brasil 66. As I said, six people, all Escovedo family members, credited as the E family, played percussion. Pete, his wife Juanita, his sons Juan and Peter Michael, who also played drums, and daughters Zena and Sheila, you know, Sheila E. If that wasn't enough, Jonathan Holmes was on piano, Ray Oviedo on guitar, Oscar Cartaya on bass, Justo Almario on flute and saxophone, Mike McGuffey on trumpet, Francisco Torres on trombone, and vocals by Pete's great grandchildren. From a horn section to an orchestra and a guitar trio in front of them, it's Chris Standring with another standard, Autumn in New York. Chris Standring on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Autumn in New York, which we are in the middle of, from Wonderful World in 2021, released the same day as Pete Escovedo's Rhythm of the Night. Autumn in New York was written by Vernon Duke in Westport, Connecticut, which is in the New York metro area. Chris played guitar, Chuck Berghofer on acoustic bass, Peter Erskine on drums, and an orchestra arranged and conducted by Jeff, with a G unlike Golub and Lorber, Gascoigne, Jeff Gascoigne, recorded at Abbey Road Studios in London. Guitarist Ken Navarro leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
If you're spending too much on streaming services and looking to save some money on entertainment, you know, those little button things on your phone screen, just ask your grandkids.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's a twofer by Ken Navarro. Just Before the Dawn, Prelude, followed seamlessly by Blue Skies, Bright Dreams.
Hey,
88.1 FM and WCWP.org, the Jeff Lorber Fusion with Big Brother, without the holding company, from Galaxy in 2012, not to be confused with Galaxian, released in 1981. Jeff Lorber, who we heard last hour with Jeff Golub, wrote Big Brother with bandmate Jimmy Haslip. Jeff Lorber was on piano, keyboards, and guitar, Jimmy on bass. Paul Jackson Jr., also returning from last hour with David Benoit, was also on guitar. Michael Thompson had the guitar solo at the end, Eric Marienthal on alto sax, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, and David Mann was a one-man horn section. Before that, Ken Navarro with a medley off his 2008 album, The Grace of Summer Light. Just Before the Dawn Prelude and Blue Skies Bright Dreams. Ken wrote both songs and played nylon string guitar, steel string guitar, percussion, and any keyboards not played by Jay Rowe, who was on piano, too. Tom Kennedy played acoustic and fretless bass, a la Jaco Pastorius, and Joel Rosenblatt was on drums. Joel returns with Bill Heller in the last segment, and Jay Rowe returns as lead musician. For now, Joey Somerville with Swag. Joey Somerville on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Swag from the Get Down Club in 2011. Swag was written by Joey, trumpet, flugelhorn, vocals, keyboards, and Bob Baldwin, keyboards and drum programming. Andre Bowman also played keyboards and drum programming and synth bass. Marion Meadows was featured on soprano sax, Billy Odom on guitar, and real drums and percussion played by Jor-El, J. Fly Flynn, and Frankie Quinones, respectively. Frankie is not related to Mark, but they are brothers in percussion, a phrase I used once before on this show. Bill Heller leads off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m., join George Walsh for Knocking on Dylan's Door.
You can set your alarm clock to it.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
If each segment is a voyage, then our last begins with Bill Heller. Viaggio. Italian for voyage is his song.
Hi, this is Jay Rowe, and you are listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Jay will close out the show, but you just heard Randy Waldman with the Underdog theme from Superheroes in 2018, an album of superhero themes from TV and film. Underdog fills both categories with the 1960s TV series and 2007 film. Wally Cox, no relation to Dan, was the TV voice of Underdog, Jason Lee, for film. Randy Waldman's arrangement featured Bob McChesney on trombone and two drummers, Steve Gadd and Vinnie Colaiuta, the latter of whom played with the Jeff Lorber Fusion in the previous segment. Otherwise, Randy on piano, Michael O'Neill on guitar, Carlitos Del Puerto on acoustic and electric bass, like Tom Kennedy, and percussion by Rafael Padilla. Before that, Bill Heller with his composition Viaggio, which means voyage in Italian, from Passage, of travel-themed album in 2021. Bill played keyboards, Mark Antoine was on nylon string guitar, Brandon Fields on alto sax, just as he was with David Benoit last hour, Dave Anderson on only electric bass, Joel Rosenblatt back again on drums, and percussion by Ronnie Gutierrez. Last but not least, Jay Rowe with his composition, the title track to his 2021 release, Groove Reflections. Jay's on piano and keyboards, as he was with Ken Navarro. Andy Abel is on guitar. Dave Anderson, for the second time this segment, on bass. And Trevor Somerville, with one M, unlike Joey, on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.